Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, second generation president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Their Bottom Line personal publication is twice a month, and it's outstanding. In print, also digital, the Bottom Line yearbooks. I got my beautiful copies, the updated ones right here in front of me. They're absolutely beautiful. And the yearbook, the women's book, and the health book, a whole bunch of stuff there. She's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning.
And an amazing blog there too, by the way, Sarah's blog. Hey, Sarah, it's good to have you back. Let's do a couple of digital things first. In your recent publication, you talked about the electronic will situation. A lot of people are doing a lot of legal stuff online. I've got some guests that have been on the show from LegalZoom and several of the others. So they do come in handy, but there's a concern about the electronic wills. There are pros and there are cons, aren't there?
Well, they sound convenient, and as we know, we all love do-it-yourself. We all love cheaper than paying a lawyer $500 or $800 an hour to do your will. But there's some things to think about in the electronic world with regard to things like signatures, right? So there, when it transfers from one state to another, that signature may or may not be nullified. There are questions about when somebody's signing a will. So here's an interesting thing. You know, they always talk about, like, people pressuring a witness of a will. Or somebody pressuring, like if they're taking advantage of an older person. So with electronic wills, they're not certain that somebody wasn't standing over that guy's shoulder forcing them to sign that will. It's totally crazy. It's this crazy world. So if you're going to do it, they say to take a video, actually, of the room to be sure nobody's standing over that shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. You don't know what goes on behind screens, right? So that the remote witnessing. There's, again, witnessing via the witness cam.
Because if there ever is a challenge of a will, the lawyer who did the classic scenario where the lawyer did the will was involved in that challenge. Typically, they would be a witness. They would tell what was going on, what was in the person's mind, how did they act,
right?
All that, right?
Well, and did they know how they act? And I think lawyers have some obligation to be sure that the person is signing the will
right.
of free mind and body.
Right, exactly.
So that if they know something, if they know they're being taken advantage of, and we know, sadly, that there are an awful lot of older people who are taken advantage of.
Right.
And even an electronic signing of a will. I've signed electronic documents. I don't know if you have. Nobody's standing over my shoulder, and it looks like a scribble. Just saying.
Yep.
So now here's the other interesting thing. We all think that because we can Google, we suddenly become experts. You can... The language in your will, you could accidentally make a mistake that makes a mess for your future generation.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't mess around with wills. I mean, you know, some things you can do. I wouldn't mess around with wills, especially if it's a significant estate for sure. I want to move over. And by the way, folks, you can read this. You can read all this in the Bottom Line personal. I want to move over and talk about the Unsafe Products article on Amazon. Unsafe Products on Amazon. Amazon has already gotten into trouble for this. But one of the points that they made in your article is folks need to spend more time paying attention to what's going on inside the buy box. The buy box is where you see the price and where you can hit buy. That's the reason it's called the buy box. Look at the bottom of that box and make sure that when the company at the bottom of the box, it's a little box in the right top right, the name in the bottom of that box is who's going to send you that product. You got to know who that is. What do you think, Sarah?
Yes, right. You need to know because Amazon is a business and they take responsibility for inventory and a seller, and then they are a fulfiller. and they have these third-party merchants that they do not really manage well. They don't have.
And their algorithms favor those people because they're typically cheaper. And if those people lie that they're fulfilling for, Amazon doesn't police that.
They're not policing. They're not policing product quality either.
So no, that's
these,
right.
These people are selling products that are not meeting safety standard.
Yep.
They're selling medications that don't have proper health warnings on them. They're selling helmets that failed crash tests. There was a Wall Street Journal investigation. Over 4,000 products they found that were banned, recalled, or otherwise declared unsafe, including some deceptive.
They're allowing people, pardon the personal reference, but they're allowing people to sell my used books as new books. And so you go to Amazon thinking you're buying a new book from me, and if you don't look at the bottom of the buy box, then you might be getting a used book. That's, you got to watch, folks. Amazon.
Sold and fulfilled by Amazon.
They are a mixed bag of good and bad. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Sarah Heiner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.